how does a patient actually get a diagnosis of lupus? How does somebody know that they have it?
In my opinion, no two lupus patients are alike. The process of getting a lupus diagnosis typically begins with symptoms that a patient is experiencing that prompt the patient to seek medical attention. These symptoms could range from painful and swollen joints to unexplained fevers to unexplained weight loss and hair loss, swelling of lymph nodes, swelling of the legs, puffiness around the eyes, pink frothy urine that could indicate kidney damage, pain in the chest that occurs during deep breathing or movement, which indicates involvement of the heart or lungs, unusual sensitivity to the sun, sores in the nose or mouth, change in color of the extremities with exposure to the cold or stress called Raynaud's phenomenon, a history of blood clots, miscarriages, seizures, unexplained fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. There is no single test that is used definitively for the diagnosis of lupus. So it's typically a combination of clinical symptoms, physical examination, and specialized laboratory tests, and sometimes the need for a biopsy of the skin or kidneys. Getting a positive blood test sometimes does not mean that you have a diagnosis of lupus. For example, the ANA test or the anti-nuclear antibody test is commonly used to detect autoantibodies that react against components of the nucleus or the body's command center of the cells. Most lupus patients have a positive ANA, but most patients with a positive ANA don't have lupus.
So that means that that test is of some use, but if you have a positive ANA, that certainly does not mean that you have lupus.
That is correct. Approximately 20% of normal, healthy individuals have a positive ANA. A positive ANA can also be seen in other diseases, such as thyroid disease, liver disease, and other autoimmune diseases.
Or just an unexplained
Absolutely.
Phenomenon. Patients don't necessarily have a constellation of findings or blood tests immediately on first visit. Lupus is not one of those diseases that a person necessarily walks in and bingo, the disease is diagnosed. It can take a while. What do you tell those folks?
Lupus has been called the great imitator because its symptoms can often mimic those of other diseases. And one of the things that's important to remember is that the symptoms can evolve over time. So the symptoms may not, as you pointed out, be evident at the very first visit, but they can evolve over time. So when I see patients in clinic, I tell them that the assessments that we perform are evaluations in time. So today, on this day of 2017, you may or may not have a diagnosis of lupus, or you may have mild symptoms. But I cannot promise you that in 2018 or 2019, these symptoms won't evolve and you won't develop more complications. But what I can promise you is that I and other physicians are here to navigate the uncertainty.
And in reality, some of those patients will have those symptoms go away. A lot of autoimmunity can resolve on its own. So you've described lupus as the great imitator, mm-hmm. and that's a wonderful word choice because you've given us a list of possible symptoms that a patient with lupus may have. But in reality, it's an imitator of some other process. How do you help patients navigate that uncertainty?
The first important thing is to look for common causes of why patients have symptoms. Lupus and autoimmune diseases, while they are common, they are rare compared to general diseases that we see in the population. For example, as I mentioned, thyroid disease. So the first most important thing is to make sure that we rule out and we look for common diseases or common reasons why you may have these symptoms. In order to make a diagnosis of lupus, your doctor is looking very specifically for symptoms as well as laboratory evidence or tissue-specific evidence of inflammation.
So you are then using the composite or integrating capability of saying what you're feeling, it could be due to lupus, let's try to confirm this and see if, in fact, there's another explanation for what's going on. Lupus is common in your clinic, but not common in most primary care physicians' offices. So most of the time, it won't be a diagnosis of lupus.